Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. It's Monday morning, 8:51 on KSJE, and it's now time for our Monday reboot segment. That is when I get to speak with Lewis Campbell from Synergy Computer Systems here in Farmington. Lewis is joining us on our link this morning to talk a little bit about technology, and there he is. Lewis, good morning.
Good morning.
Good to see you. Thank you for joining us, and gosh, what have you been noticing the last week or so since we talked? It's been 2 weeks, actually.
Well, this isn't exactly computer-related, but one of the exciting things is, I don't know if you all remember the Voyager 2 spacecraft. You know, if you're old like me,
yeah,
it was launched way back in the 70s, right?
And right.
It's been out there. There's a couple of the Voyager spacecrafts. They left the solar system some time ago, and now they're in interstellar space. Well, NASA's been talking to them. They still talk to them and, you know, get information from them. But this, the Voyager.
Now, when you say them, let's be careful. There's really no people on board this thing, right? So it's a,
yeah,
it's a satellite that's kind of.
I'm personifying
okay.
a device.
Okay. Okay.
Speaking or communicating with the device. Let's
thank
put it
you.
That way.
Okay, got it.
So they accidentally sent a command to the Voyager 2 that caused it to rotate its antenna a couple of degrees away from the Earth, and they lost contact with it.
Oh, no.
That was last week, but earlier this week, they tried sending this, you know, massive broadcast command. They called it a shout in the dark that had a small chance of reaching Voyager to get it to turn its antenna back, but it worked.
Oh.
And so the Voyager turned its antenna back, and now they're back to being able to communicate with it.
Oh, that's good news.
A little bit of fun drama in space right there.
Right. I mean, because this thing is literally, I mean, it's like millions of miles away, tens of millions of miles away, right? Because it's been flying for so many years, decades, and so it's really given us a lot of data and a lot of information about these far reaches of the solar system, because it's the only man-made object that has gone that far, I think.
Yeah, I believe the article I read, they said it took 18 hours for communication to reach the Voyager and come back. So I guess that would be, what, 9 light hours?
Something, maybe, but at the speed of light or whatever, right, how they're sending it. So, okay, interesting. Very good. Well, that is kind of technology-related, I would think. So what else has been going on? There's still a big fight, I think, between Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg, right, Twitter and Facebook CEOs, or X, pardon me.
Yep, they're like any tech billionaires that compete, right? They're gonna have battles, and you know, Meta had its themes service going. You know, they picked up a lot of users and then lost about half of them.
The threads.
So we'll see how they do long term. Again, the users that joined Themes found that they didn't have the kind of features there they had with Twitter, and that's kind of part of what's have them falling back away. But you know, we'll see long term if Themes can pick up those kinds of features and start capitalizing on its users. It's still, even with the losses it has, it's still a fairly significant, you know, platform, and still something for Twitter to worry about.
Right, very true. And that we'll see what happens with Threads there as it maybe grows or doesn't grow, as folks kind of, there was that big push, right, and everyone kind of jumped over there, and then they're like, oh, this isn't quite the same, and not using it maybe quite as much. Looks like Apple has an event coming up maybe in September to unveil the iPhone 15. Like that will be coming in September. And then trying to see some of the other stories that I was noticing here. But that was kind of one of the things that I had seen. And anything else that you were noticing? Go ahead.
Yeah, so Facebook and Instagram announced a while ago, some countries, Canada included, have passed legislation requiring online providers to to reimburse or have revenue sharing agreements with news providers if they publish, you know, the news on their
sites.
Right. And Facebook basically said, hey, wherever a country does that, we're just going to block news providers. We're not going to do that. So Facebook and Instagram announced that they were going to do that in Canada. And as of Tuesday, August 1st, last week, they went ahead and did that. So Facebook and Instagram now in Canada block out all news feeds. If you put something, a link on your Facebook account to a news feed, it's going to be blocked in Canada. So that's kind of one of the things. We'll see how that plays out as time goes on as well.
Right. Interesting. Very true. Okay. Story from AP, Associated Press, saying that Toshiba, which I remember used to be a really big electronics company, right? They've got a buyout offer from some other businesses in Japan. Apparently, Toshiba is having some issues and are in kind of some financial troubles, and so they may get a buyout from other businesses in Japan to stay in business.
Yeah, and that would be interesting to see who would buy them out and who would they merge with. Again, one of the things too is tech businesses in Japan, business in Japan in general, is for anyone who's been involved with that, it's very different than the United States. You know, businesses in Japan are competitive, but the United States, they're competitive like they're completely separate. In Japan, there's more of a kind of a gentleman's agreement kind of thing. So even though businesses, these large businesses in Japan compete, they also collaborate and work together a lot. So this may be something that was already in the works. You know, who knows?
Right.
It'd be interesting to see who buys them and how that turns.
Could be. And of course, there's also a technology angle to the big strike going on in Hollywood, right, with TV and movie actors and the writers and things like that. And a lot of it is they're concerned that these movie extras, here's a story from NPR saying they're concerned they're going to be replaced by AI, and that Hollywood is already doing body scans and facial scans and things that they could use, theoretically, the image of an actor, even if they haven't hired the actor to be in the background, because they have a scan of their body and they can kind of plug it into a scene, I guess, if they wanted to. And I think that's one of the points the actors are making is, hey, if you're going to do that, I should get some kind of payment or residual for using my image, my body scan.
Yeah, the idea of copyrights and residuals and all this stuff with AI is, it's a big thing, and it's just not limited to this. We talked last week about, you know, how some famous people are suing some of the producers of AI over their works being, you know, consumed by the AI and used to produce other stuff.
Right.
This is another one of those things where at some point somebody's going to have to craft legislation to figure out how we're going to deal with this.
True.
And you're right. The actors, you know, the writer's strike is about the writers, you know, mostly about the writers. And so it's not necessarily about AI with the actors, but that has become part of it. And even the writer's strike, the core of the writer's strike itself is kind of based on technology, because the biggest core of this is the writers are striking because they're not getting paid enough, and a big part of their complaint is not getting residuals from streaming services, because, you know, traditionally with regular movies and stuff, those kinds of residuals were already in the system, were baked into contracts, but now the streaming services are not doing things the same way. They're hiring writers on staff, having them, you know, write these things, and then they pay them and they're gone. They don't get residuals. And, you know, people think that if you work in Hollywood, if you're an actor or something, you're automatically famous and rich, but the truth is that's like less than 0.1% of the people who do this stuff. Most actors, most writers are, you know, very poor, and they don't make a lot of money. So
right,
this is important for them.
Very true. Very true. We'll see what happens. So, okay. Well, Lewis, that's all the time we have this week, but thank you very much for joining me.
Oh, thank you, everybody. Have a great week.
All right. Thank you. You too. That is Lewis Campbell. He joins me every Monday at this time to talk technology. It's part of our Monday reboot segment right here on KSJE Farmington. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.